Praise God. Amen. So again, I'd like to welcome everybody that's here on this Dream Team line. Amen. Praise God. So tonight, God has given us another powerful word, and I said us because this word is for me as well as you. And I thank God how when I get this word, I said, God, that's me. I need this word. Amen. But I'd like to ask this question. How many of us like to have your way, like to have things your way? And just think about that. Most of us do. Most people do. I like to have it my way. Praise God. If you think back even years and years ago, even back in the 80s or whatever, Burger King had their commercial, have it your way. You can have your hamburger however way you want it. You can, if you want pickles, you want them to hold the pickles. If you want mayo, if you don't want cheese. In other words, they're saying, have it your way. Even little children, I've noticed, like to have things their way. I look at my little grandson, and he knows what to do, but he really wanted to have it his way. So then he proceeds to do things his way, but then he cuts his eyes over to me and see if I'm looking, if I'm watching. He knows better, but even a child likes to have things their way. So much so, sometimes there are some children who even go in tantrums about that. But anyway, have it your way. Now, I can remember myself, and I can talk about myself. As a young teenager, I really thought I had it together. I was really very mature for my age, but I thought I had things together as far as how I wanted my life to unfold. And I used to go to church with my grandmother, and my grandmother would love the Lord, and she was just like one of those old seasoned saints from way back. And I tell you, she didn't cut no corners. And I looked at her. She loved the Lord, but, you know, she was very serious. And I thought to myself, I says, well, I have got to live my life. I am not going to get saved until I'm around 75 or 80. I mean, sincerely, I thought this. But I will say this, but God. God had a different plan. He had something different for my life, and thank God he did. Have it your way. So that leads me right to the scripture in the book of Psalms. You'll find me in Psalms 106, and I'll be reading the first verse, and then I'll skip to the 7th through the 15th verse. So it's Psalm 106, first verse, then 7 through the 15 verses. And it talks about the children of Israel and how they really wanted to have life their way. Amen. Praise God. So it reads, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and for his mercy endureth forever. Now skip down to the 7th verse. It says, our fathers, they understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. In other words, they didn't really realize and appreciate the mercies that God had upon them. But yet, they murmured, they grumbled, they complained, even at the Red Sea. Verse 8 says, nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. God saved them, that he might make his mighty power to be known. Praise God. Thank God for his mercy, and thank God for his mighty power. Verse 9 said, he rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them. Pharaoh didn't like that. He didn't like that they were leaving him. And not only that, not only did he save them, but he says, and he redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies, but there was not one of them left. My God, he took care of the enemies. That's why we shouldn't even worry about things going on now, because the devil, he come to kill, steal, and destroy, but God came that we can have life, and we don't have to worry about what the devil is doing, because God will take care of the enemies. Verse 12 says, then believed they his words. They sang his praise. Oh, yeah, they rejoiced because God brought them out. They could see that he was a delivering God. Verse 13 says, oh, But they soon forgot his works. Said they soon forgot it. And they waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their requests, but sent leanness into their soul. In other words, they provoked God. They didn't appreciate him. They didn't give God the praise. They just knew they wanted to have life their way. And they soon forgot how he delivered them and come across that Red Sea on dry land. But they decided that they wanted to have things their way. But see, God gave them over, as the scripture says, he gave them their requests, but he sent leanness into their soul, and it came with a price. They paid a price for that. Oh, yes. We can recall, and the scripture talks about the prodigal son. He wanted to have things his way. He said to Father, give me my inheritance. I want mine now. And he wanted things his way. So he did. You know the story. He went off and he squandered his money and he lived this lavish lifestyle. You know, long as you have money and you're treating everybody, oh, you got lots and lots and lots of friends. But when your money is gone, and you know, what happened then? And then he had a price to pay. Oh, yes. He wanted his now. But talking about the mercies of God, and that's the first verse that we read. Again, praise you the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, yes. And that brings us to the topic that I want to talk about tonight, and I want you to think about this, the more perfect way. Not talking about having it our way, having it your way. I want to talk about the more perfect way. We know that way is Jesus. Praise God. Proverbs 14 and 12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's the scripture. Let's talk about this way. See, the way which seems right, it may offer many options and require few sacrifices. It looks good. But how many know everything that looks good? I'm going to say it like this, ain't good all the time. Everything that looks attractive is not attractive. See, and you may ask yourself, you see it, you see these different things that's coming up. Easy choices and shortcuts should send up a red flag and make us take a second look at the options. Think about, is this good for me? You should be asking yourself, hey, is this too good to be true? And more than likely, it is too good to be true. Nothing comes cheap. There is a price to pay. You ask yourself, is it attractive, or why am I attractive to it? Because it makes you lazy and doesn't require much work. I don't have to do much. Or is it attractive because I don't have to change my lifestyle? It requires no moral restraints. I can do what I want to, having it my way and not thinking about the more perfect way. Don't be enticed by apparent shortcuts that seem right, but end in death. Don't be drawn by that. You know, the Bible says if you've been drawn away from the lusts, by the lusts of your heart, and that's usually at the end, there is death. It is impossible to be neutral. Every person has his or her will to serve a master. Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve sin. There is no in-between. The word says, I would that you would be hot or cold. But because you're lukewarm, the scripture says, God says, I will spew you out of my mouth. In other words, I'll spit you out of my mouth. I wish you were on one side or the other. I wish you were hot or I wish you were cold. There is no in-between. My God. But every person has his or her will to serve a master. But you are free to choose between two masters. But you are not free to adjust the consequences of your choice. I'm going to say that again. Oh, yes, we have a free will. We're free to choose. We can serve the enemy or we can serve God. But how many know there's a price to pay? But we are not free to adjust the consequences of our choice. My God. Each of the two masters pays with his own kind of currency. The enemy pays. He has a currency, or he has a reward. Well, how do you know that? We know that because Romans 6:23 says, "But the wages of sin is death." That's what the enemy pays. That's what the devil pays. He might allow you to have a good time for a while, everything looking good and sounds good, money in your pocket, everybody is wealth, plenty of food, you got everything that you want. However, he said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through who? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God's gift or his currency is eternal life. Why not we choose life? Choose the more perfect way. That's what we're talking about tonight, the more perfect way. John 14:2 says, Jesus says, I am the way. He says, I'm the truth and the life. And no man comes to the Father, but by me. My God. He said, let's talk about that. He says, I'm the way. Let's look at that. I'm the way. As the way, Jesus is our path to the Father. In fact, Jesus is the only way to God the Father. Praise God. The scripture says, and that's in John 10:1, says, verily, verily, but truly, truly, I will say this to you, that he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. My God, Jesus is the way. Praise God, and we want to come in at the door. Amen. Praise God. And let's talk about the truth. He says, not only that, he is the truth. As the truth, Jesus is the reality of all God's promises. Because of his sacrifice, his sacrificial death on the cross, because that he took our sins upon him, he took the sins of the whole world upon him, he made that sacrifice so that you and I could enjoy the promises of God. My God, my God, what a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He says, not only that, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman, and you and I, we're the branches. The scripture tells us, we're still talking about truth, the truth. He's the truth. He says, know the truth. Know Jesus. Know him, because the truth will make you free. Praise God. You can find that in John 8:32. Jesus is the truth. A lot of times we hear a phrase, hey, that ain't nothing but the truth. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ and him crucified, he is the truth. Amen. And we know him, he'll make us free. He will set us free, free from bondage, free from heartaches, free from depression and oppression, free from the bondage of sin. And then he says, once I have set you free, don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, but stay free. Hallelujah. Stay free and choose the more perfect way. Glory to God. And he says, I am not only the way, he's also the truth, but he's also the life. Praise God. But let me go back to the truth a little bit. I want to say a couple more things about the truth. The scripture says, when the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit, is come, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth, not some truth. He will guide you into all truth, whatever the Word of God is saying, all of the truth that Jesus represents. The Holy Spirit will take of his and show it unto us so that we have no way, we have no reason to stumble. We don't have to worry about stumbling around and fumbling, trying to find our way through the dark, because he says he is the light. Hallelujah. He is our light. He is our salvation. Praise God. He, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will lead and guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit will help us to understand. He will reveal what Jesus is all about, the truth. Amen. He will guide us into all truth. The scriptures tells us again, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. In other words, it's telling us how about putting on the whole armor of God. And one of the pieces of the armor talks about your loins gird about with truth. In other words, put on the belt of truth. That's a piece of armor. And see, Satan, he fights with lies, which sometimes sounds like the truth. It looks something like the truth, but it's not the truth. Why? Because, see, Satan is a deceiver. For the Bible says we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they will not even follow. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Think on that. Think on that. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I'm the way. Do you need a way? Do you need a way out? Are you confused? Do you not know which way to go? Try Jesus. He says, I'm the way. He is the more perfect way. Not only that, he's going to lead us into truth. And as he leads us through truth, he leads us right into eternal life. Glory to God. I know you can say amen to that. Glory to God. And as the life, Jesus joins his divine life to our life. He gives us life, both now and eternally. So we can have plenty of life right now. Why? Because he says, I am come that you and I may have life, and we can have life more abundantly, simply because God, he so loved the world. He loved us when we were yet sinners. God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's that eternal life. He says, I'm the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Amen. Praise God. And not only that, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. We're talking about life. We talk about a more perfect way. He says, I'm the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger. What a word. What a promise. Hallelujah. We shall never hunger. And he said that he believeth on me shall never thirst. My God. So what do we have to do? Choose a more perfect way, which is Jesus Christ, him crucified. He loved us so much that he doesn't want us to err. He doesn't want us to fall into confusion and not understand his word. He says he sends the Holy Spirit to give us life and give us revelation. Glory to God of his word. Amen. My God, the more perfect way. We don't want to be like the Israelites, who actually God had brought them out. He delivered them with a mighty hand, with a mighty strong arm. He delivered them, but yet they soon forgot what God had done for them. They soon forgot, and they began to fall away from God's perfect way and to their own way, and they had it their way, but yet there is a price to pay. As I said, there is a consequence. And see, God let them have their way, but he also sent leanness of soul. We don't want God to make our souls lean. We want to be fat in the Word, fat in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Fat with strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't want to get out of the will of God, because there is a price to pay. You know, young people, especially young men or women, doesn't make any difference. Young people, they get attracted to others, and they want to see. A young man will say, "Oh, if I can only get her name, if I can only get her number, she is just a fine. She is so fine." And you know, when he gets that person, and he might even pray, God, let me get her number. Just let me get a hold of her and everything. And they're thinking that she's good for me. But way down the line, where because he didn't stop to acknowledge the Lord in all of his ways, and God promised to direct the path, he did get that person. And he found that person was not good as he thought. She looked good on the outside, but on the inside was just rotten. It wasn't for him. And how many know that sometimes it's just too late? And then vice versa. Women do the same thing. Oh, he is so fine. I just got to make him mine. Hallelujah. But there is a consequence. And we need to wait on God. And see, that's what the Israelites, they didn't wait They didn't wait on the counsel of God that we just got through reading. They didn't wait to ask God. Not only that, if you recall in the scripture, when they asked God, they begged God, we want a king. We want a king like everybody else. And it was said, you know, it's not good for you at this time. I want you to stay the way I've already instructed you. No, but they had to have a king. But God gave them their request. And they were, some of the times they were sorry that they had that king, but that's what they wanted. My God. So we want to be careful. Be careful what we ask God for. What looks good, again, it's not always good for us. It's not always what it seems like. When we start asking God for carnal stuff, and that don't mean God doesn't want to bless us with good things. Yes, he does. He wanted, because the scripture says he would give us the desires of our heart. But how many know that the desires of our heart are the desires that God has for us? In other words, if we committing our way to him, that's all in that same scripture, and we do good, the Lord says he would give us the desires of our heart. So he wants us to have good things. He wants to satisfy our mouth with good things. He wants to renew our youth like the eagles. Oh, yes. But there are times when people get out of the will of God and they keep pressuring God. God just said, if I only can have this, and they don't stop to consider, so what's the consequence? Can I afford it? Can I pay this bill? Can I take the consequence that's coming along with what I'm begging God for? Stop to understand we need to be mature. Are we mature enough to handle it? It comes with leanness. We don't want God to cause leanness to come to our souls like he did the children of Israel. There is a price to pay. So many people say, if I only can get to know this person, if only I can buy this, if only I can have this, then I'll be all right. Let me tell you, don't ever forget what God has done for you. Don't ever allow things to have you. You always have things, but don't let things have you. Don't be engulfed with, I got to have this. And then when you get that, then you're not satisfied with that. Then you move on to something else. My God. But we got to remember where we are, to whom we belong. And if we follow the lines, follow what the Word of God says, that he will direct our path. He will lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That the Israelites, they soon forgot, and they didn't wait on God. But his grace and his mercy, it still endured forever. And how many know that his grace and mercy is enduring for us right now? Because when we woke up this morning, we had brand new mercies. God is good. And the scripture says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. And he says, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, yeah. God has benefits. I tell you, when we serve God, it pays to serve him. He pays with eternal life. He pays with wonderful benefits. Hallelujah. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He says, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. See, the way of the transgressors is hard. But God knows exactly what we need, when we need it, how much we need, what we can take, and what we can take. So your soul will never be lean as long as you give God the thanks. It'll never be lean as long as you know how to praise God and you know how to worship him. And it'll never be lean as long as you get in the Word of God and you can rest in his Word. And when you know what thus saith the Lord. David said, thy Word, O God, is a lamp unto my feet. Oh, yes, and it's a light unto my pathway. Not my will, but thy will be done. Choose the more perfect way. His name is Jesus, the Son of the living God. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you have been blessed tonight talking about the more perfect way. Don't worry about having things our way or your way, but choose the more perfect way, which is Jesus Christ. In every area of our life, he says, acknowledge me. He says, I will direct you. Wait on him. Again, the scripture says, wait, I say, on the Lord, because he will renew your strength. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for his word. And I thank God at this time that we're going to pray. And we're going to just touch the throne of God with our prayers. We'll be praying for those that are already on this prayer list that we have, and then we're adding to it constantly. And while I may not take the time to call all the names here, but yet God knows your name. He knows exactly who you are. He knows what we are going through. He knows what we are carrying. The Bible says that cast all of our cares upon the Lord because God cares for us. And we're just praising God, and we're just going to go to the throne of grace. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you, God. You're so good to us. God, we give your name the glory. We give your name all the praise, and we lift your name in honor, Lord. God, we thank you, God, because of your holy and righteous name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. And in your name, Father, we thank you, Father, because in your name there's life, in your name there's peace, in your name there's joy, and there's life everlasting. God, we thank you, there's power in your name, Holy Ghost power that's in your name. God, help us to tap into the power that's in your name. Teach us, Holy Spirit, teach us the value and just understanding the power of the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank you, Lord, because when we say the name of Jesus, when we say it with our whole heart, when we say it from the depth of our soul, God, we say Jesus, hallelujah. God, when we say it with all of our soul, God, we know a change takes place. We know that when something happens when we call on the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you tonight, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for teaching us your word tonight. Hallelujah. You are teaching us. God, we don't need to have things our way, but we can have it the more perfect way, which is Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, because we know you as the way, we're knowing you as the truth, and we're knowing you, Lord, as the life. God, we're learning more and more about you, God. God, you said in your word, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Father, fill us. Fill us, God, up. Fill us to be wanting to learn more of you. Give us a more hunger for you, Father. Help us to seek after you, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to seek your face and not worry about seeking your hand for things, God, but help us to seek your face while we can do that, while we have the time to seek you, while we have a right mind to call on your name. Glory to God. Father, we just bless you, Lord, for this opportunity, this Dream Team prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, because you're the one that ordered this step today. Hallelujah, God. You're the one that ordered this word today. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Lord. You're ordering our steps. You're directing our steps. And we bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, Father. And then your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Now, Father, look on the people on this line. Father, look at them, God, one by one, Father. Father, there's somebody, Lord, their body is sick, Lord. They need healing, Father. Oh, my God, by your stripes, they are healed, Lord. Father, God, breathe on them. Send your word, God, and heal and set free and deliver, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask you that you remember Charlie Allen tonight, God. Remember him, Lord. Touch that leg. Restore him, God. You are a restorer, God. Hallelujah. Restore, God. Every vessel, every bone, God. Let everything go back in place. Ligaments, everything. You made him, God. You can heal him. Restore, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that every need that he has is met tonight. God, we just praise you, Lord. God, I ask you to touch Jackway, Lord. Father, God, allow those those blood clots, God, to dissolve, Father. You're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask or even think. God, send your word and heal in the name of Jesus. Increase her faith. Increase her trust in you, Lord. Let her rest in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let her look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you. Hallelujah. Father, right now, God, I'm asking you to remember Deacon Cooper in the nursing home. Speak to his spirit. Speak to his heart, God. Encourage him. Comfort him. Oh, God, let him know that you'll never leave him. You're never forsaken, Father, in Jesus' name, that you'll always be there. Hallelujah. Those, God, on this line who need a way out, they need to learn the more perfect way. Teach us, God. Let your mercy prevail, Father. Strengthen, Lord God, on every hand, Father. We believe you, God. We can rest in you, Lord. You are powerful, God. You are merciful, God. Thank you. You love us with an everlasting love. We bless you, Lord. We say thank you for that. For that we praise you, Lord. For that we give your name praise and glory and honor, God. We look into you, Lord. You are our light. You are our salvation. Hallelujah. We don't have to be afraid, God. We don't have to be afraid what man can do to us, God, because greater, oh God, is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Encourage somebody's heart. Somebody needs encouragement tonight. Somebody needs strength, Lord. Strengthen those that are weak. Strengthen right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, I want to pray, Lord. We want to pray even, God, for our leaders, God. We pray for our pastor, God. We pray, God, for the pastors all over the land, that, God, that you would give them vision, that you would speak to them, that God, they would hear you, that their hearts would be open, God, to receive what thus saith the Lord. Order their steps, God. Build them up, God. Help them to keep their eyes stayed on you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Bless them. Lord, surround them, God, with people that are praying. Surround even our pastor, Pastor Bolden, God. God, just surround him, God, with people, God, that will lift him up in prayer, God, that will hold his arms up as he labor in the vineyard, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord, for our ministers all over the world, Lord. Every bishop, God, hallelujah, every apostle, God, every teacher, every preacher, God, help us, God, bring us where we need to be, lift us up where we belong, Father, that we may be a blessing to the kingdom, God. Help us to be more kingdom-minded, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask, God, that you bless our church families, bless every lay member, God, help stir us up, God, stir up their pure hearts, God, stir them up in their soul, God. Let them know that we're living in the end times. It's time to get real for God. It's time to be right with you. Oh, God, clean us up, God. Fix us, God. Lift us, God. Elevate us, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you forgive us, Lord. If we've said and done things that we shouldn't have. If we thought the wrong way, God. Oh, God, sins of commission. Sins of omission. Father, we ask that you forgive us right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, use us to your will. For your glory, God, help us to realize that it's only what we do for Christ that's going to last. Only what we do, God, that's going to be counted in the end. Hallelujah, glory to God. By your spirit, raise up a stand. Help us raise up a standard against the enemy, God. Help us to be fully clothed, God, that put on the whole armor of God. Help us, our loins to be girt around with truth. Help us to put on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. Then allow our feet to be shod with the presence preparation of the gospel of peace. We call on you in the name of Jesus. We bless you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Help the saints to be ready, God. Help us to walk the walk and talk the talk. Help us, Lord, to be a shining light in this world. You say we're the lights of the world. We're the salt of the earth. Fix us. Make us, God, in the name of Jesus. There's people, Lord, that need complete deliverance. Deliver, God. Help them to take away the pride, God. Help them to get rid of self, oh God, and humble themselves under your mighty hand tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe you, God. We're standing on your promises, oh God. God, and remember those, Lord, that have lost loved ones, God. So many have lost loved ones these past few years, God. Oh God, touch their hearts. You know how to heal, God. You know how to mend broken hearts, God. Oh God, lift them up, God. Strengthen them in the spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we continue to praise you. We'll continue to glorify you. We'll continue to worship you, God. We bless you, Lord. You are our covering. You are our protection, God. We bless you, Lord. In you we live, we move, and we have our being. Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank you that all our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We bless your name tonight. Everybody on this line, we give your name praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I ask that you remember Miss Elizabeth Lee. God, that you will just allow her food to digest. Help her to eat, God. Help her, allow that food to be nourishment to her body. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. God, we just bless you. We thank you, glory. Glory to God, we bless you, Lord. We thank you for every name on this prayer list. God, you know what the need is, and we believe in you. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we give your name praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Hallelujah. God, praise God. Let's take just a few seconds. Let's go on and praise God. Come on, everybody on this line. Hallelujah. I can hear you praising God. Go ahead. You can praise him. Let go and let God. The Holy Spirit is leading us on tonight. He bless us tonight. There's an anointing in this place tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless you. Oh, yeah, we bless you. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory, glory, and glory. We bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for every one of you. We have went over time a little bit, but that's all God's way. It's God's time. Hallelujah. So I just praise God for you that being on this Dream Team prayer line. Keep us in prayer. Pray one for another. Saints, it's time to pray. If ever is a time to pray, it's right now. Amen. Ain't time to play, but it's time to pray. So I thank God for you. I love you tonight. I pray that you will continue to keep on with the more perfect way, which is Jesus. Glory to God. So thank I'm going to say good night to you. Lord. Keep looking to the hills, which cometh your help. Know that I love you. Know that Pastor Bolden loves you too, but Jesus loves you most. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
All your stuff at the house?
Wrapped and rolled.
Mm-hmm. Two long pipes.
Mm-hmm. I broke them down the other day. It kept waiting to get wet.
Mm-hmm.
For to get moist. The whole thing hard.
Oh, yeah.
I never had it because all that carpet was out there in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, gone now.
Mm-hmm.